If the citizens speak but their input is not in the plan, did they make a sound? The citizens of Elliott Lake supplied over 250 comments through the city's website and in person during the four public input sessions held at the end of August at the Elliott Lake Public Library. Many were not intended specifically for inclusion in the plan, but many were. And last Wednesday, December 6, additional public comments were delivered in person by citizens at the podium. Consultant Tim Dobby summarized those and included them as part 2 inches of his report in Council's agenda package. However, when Dobby presented the final version at Council, Monday, December 11, he did not make clear how the part 2 inches document or any of the 250 comments from the public will become part of the final version. Will they be side notes, ignored and forgotten? If Monday's council meeting is a bellwether, that seems likely because none of our elected representatives asked what the process will be to incorporate them. It's hard to believe, but the council did not have a single question following Dobby's approximately 90-second presentation. And councillors Mann, Bull, Seidel, and Morissette had no comment whatsoever. What was the council's response? Councillor Charles Flintoff led the comment period. He told the council and public he had watched most of the public input session the previous Wednesday evening, noting, "Some of the public were thinking our communication between the council and the residents in Elliott Lake seems to be a concern." Flintoff commented specifically about a resident's observation that it was not fair to the councillors to have residents go to a councillor's workplace to speak with them. "Myself, personally, I've had many constituents come to my workplace with certain concerns. I pride myself on always getting back to the people with an answer. Whether or not you've been a family in Elliott for 40 years, or you've just moved to town, I always get back to them." He also noted, "There is a fine line of what we can say to the public and what we can't say to the public. But I agree, we do have to work on our communication skills a little better. And I think in a new year, myself, I'll try a little bit harder, and I'm sure the rest of the council will, too." Acting Mayor Andrew Wannan commented, "Well, I would agree it's been a longer process than planned to get the strategic plan finished," and he pointed out that the process involved 2 separate rounds of public input. "Again, this is basically a skeleton of a plan that we're meant to do year after year after year. Is it perfect? No. But it gives you structure, and it gives you guidelines that we can improve on as we get more experience and as we attain certain achievements or milestones. It's meant to be something that you go back to, can be revamped at any time. But the question remains, how will the public's input become part of Elliott Lake's strategic plan? Consultation that is shallow or not genuine is bad for democracy. It fuels cynicism. In general, participation in civic life, our democracy is at a low point. And I believe that's true whether we look at it on a federal, provincial, or municipal level. On the federal level, yesterday, 26-year veteran MP Carolyn Bennett told the House in a resignation speech, "I truly believe it is essential for us to re-engage in a meaningful way with citizens. Consultation that is shallow or not genuine is bad for democracy. It fuels cynicism." I agree. Citizens of Elliott Lake, we deserve better.